This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A Chicago search for technology to replace the gunfire detection system known as ShotSpotter is off the ground. After the ShotSpotter contract expired yesterday, Deputy Mayor of Community Safety Garyon Gatewood said Chicagoans can still count on the police.
We've seen a lot of fear-mongering, and I think it also does a disservice to the Chicago Police Department because it makes it seem like the work that they've been able to do under the leadership of Superintendent Snelling was based on one piece of technology.
The city is now asking for information from potential vendors to replace ShotSpotter. The request says the new system has to improve CPD detection of violent crime, and unlike ShotSpotter, it has to cover the entire city and include a tool for community members to assist CPD. A federal ban on assault-style firearms could have prevented up to 38 mass shootings over much of the last two decades. That's according to a recent study from Northwestern Medicine. Congress had enacted the ban on the sale and manufacture of guns like the AR-15 in 1994, and it expired in 2004. Lead researcher Lori Post says since then, there has been a strong uptick in mass shootings using these guns.
People who, like, if you take away their assault weapons, they don't go pick up another gun or rifles, pistols, revolvers. They don't pick those up and go out and commit a mass shooting. They just don't commit them.
Illinois passed a statewide ban on assault weapons in January of 2023, which has faced several legal challenges since. Illinois' efforts to ban certain food additives could get attention at a Food and Drug Administration hearing this week. State lawmakers tried to ban chemicals like propylparaben and red dye number 3 earlier this year. It got a lot of pushback from people who said the FDA should handle food safety, not lawmakers. But now the FDA is studying whether there's a better way to gauge the safety of food additives like the ones Illinois tried to ban. Secretary of State Alexei Janulius says it's about time.
The agency's action is unprecedented and marks a solid, albeit embarrassingly late, first step for consumers.
The FDA's meeting is open to the public, and there's a virtual option to attend and submit comments. Illinois' legislation, known as the Illinois Food Safety Act, passed out of the state Senate in April, but it hasn't been taken up by the House. The Southern Illinois University Board of Trustees has approved campus budgets with multi-million dollar deficits. SIU Edwardsville is reporting a $10 million shortfall. Its Carbondale counterpart is facing a more than $9 million deficit. Dr. Daniel Mahoney is the SIU system president. He says finances are actually improving as the schools have faced larger deficits in recent years.
There's still financial challenges that we're having to deal with, and we're doing our best to work through them, but we feel like we can manage through those and still be in a pretty good shape and be in a better place in the future.
Moody's upgraded the system's credit rating last week from stable to positive. Some more things you should know today. More than 200 men and women allege they were sexually abused as children while in custody at youth detention centers in Illinois. Three new lawsuits have been filed in Illinois. They're the latest complaints filed by attorneys who say the problem of sexual abuse of children by staff is systemic in Illinois facilities. Overall, 667 people have alleged sexual abuse at youth facilities in lawsuits filed since May. The Illinois State Board of Elections says it's remaining vigilant after receiving a, quote, suspicious package last Friday. Spokesperson Matt Dietrich says the FBI is now looking into an envelope sent with a return address of USTEA. That stands for U.S. Traitor Elimination Army. The Associated Press reported multiple other states received suspicious packages, some of which contained a, quote, unknown substance. Dietrich says this type of situation over the past few election cycles is not something, quote, that would have been expected. Today's weather, it's likely to rain and there will be some patchy fog this morning. Temperatures will reach 69 degrees. And tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and a high in the low 70s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.